What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, the Fightful Select Q&A show for June 14th, 2024. We got Clash at the Castle this weekend. A whole lot of stuff going on. First question isn't even a wrestling question. It is a basketball question. Who do I have winning the NBA Finals MVP? Right now, I have that for either Jaylen Brown or Drew Holiday. I think Derek White has had a really, really good series as well, but I mean, Jason Tatum shooting like 35%, so I can't give it to him. Cannot give it to him, even though, you know, he's been passing really well, playing some good defense. I got to go Drew Holiday. I mean, shooting like 60% at his position is unreal and really leading the charge for that team, but Jaylen Brown has been incredible. How's Seth Rollins recovering from his injury? Everything's fine from what I understand, and they're hopeful if they can get him back maybe summer or fall, something like that. But, I mean, don't quote me on that. Update on Miro. He's been in Europe. They wanted him back earlier this year. It didn't end up happening. The injury didn't progress as well as they had hoped. Any idea what the Noah WWE announcement could be? I assume it's talent-related, but I have not heard anything there. Is Danhausen officially done with AEW? Well, I mean, officially would imply that his contract is up, and I have not heard anything about his contract being up or anything like that. So, no, not officially done. Do I expect any more international PLEs after Berlin this year? Last year they didn't, if I remember right. They didn't after, like, that part of the year, like, Clash the Castle time, like, September. Outside of Saudi Arabia, which obviously they'll do again, I think they'll probably do the U.S. Unless they just look at it and they go, okay, we're making a ton of money here. Sean, are there plans for Bryan Danielson and Jay White both to have matches at Forbidden Door? Jay White, I don't know. There were plans for Bryan Danielson. There are extended creative plans for Bryan Danielson. What's the latest on Motor City Machine Guns? Again, I just want to make this clear. At no point have I ever reported that they are signed. I know there was a report a couple of months elsewhere that said that they were close to signing, but I haven't heard anything like that. Sergio says, any possibility the Ricochet contract news is a work? I don't know how to say this without being egocentric, but I'm good at my job. It's not a work. I just don't know. Listen, I wish I could. I wish I could transparently explain to you guys in some instances why things that are suspected as works can't be a work. Is it a possibility that he could say, you know what, on second thought, I will stay with WWE? That's always possible. That is always possible. But listen, this is not a work. If anything ever is discovered to have been a work, we report it as such. Like the MJF thing, we were like, as of Monday morning after Double or Nothing, this thing was clearly a work. Every indication that we had found out regarding his departure, absence, upcoming, and the like, it had become a work at that point. Ricochet stuff is not a work, unless they happen to make a deal. Is Ace Steel and TNA a one-night thing, or are there plans to do more stuff after Against All Odds? He's been there for a while. So, I mean, he works backstage. Cass says, is Hangman medically clear to be in the blood or guts, or will they need to find a different choice? He's never been not medically cleared for that. It was a personal reason, contractual, and he had approved time off for a period of several months. So, who will be in the Money in the Bank match? Well, besides the names announced, I do not have the answer to that. Britt Baker's status, nothing outside of that she wants to be on TV. Don't know if she's medically cleared, but yeah, no idea as to what her health status is, but she feels like she can get over regardless. Any idea what the plan is for MJF at Forbidden Door with Roosh and him coming on Dynamite? With it being in Long Island, it has to be a high-profile match, right? I would be shocked if it wasn't. Like, when I was told that he was facing Roosh, I was like, okay. But they've made it hot. But it's going to happen next week. So I would imagine that doing something against somebody from CMLL would make a lot of sense. considering it's sort of like the USA versus Mexico thing. But I haven't heard of any rumored names for Forbidden Door. Have you heard from anyone working in AEW, WWE, TNA, and how they feel about the Who Killed WCW show on Vice? Learning from it, complete crap, entertained. Most of the people that I talk to sort of agree that it's one of the more fair documentaries regarding WCW that exists so far through two episodes. It borrows largely from the Nitro book. You can check out our interview with Evan Husney, which is really, really good. I want to interview him again afterwards. And Scott George is saying it's The Rock copying and pasting from Rise and Fall of WCW. I disagree with that. I disagree. They're saying, why on earth are they interviewing him so much? Because he's The Rock. He's The Rock. He was a former WCW champion after the fact, but he was on top of the company opposite WCW. It's important. James Stalling says, any official date for when the Ricochet contract ends? July. Do you believe in Joe Hendry? Yes, I believe in Joe Hendry. I believed in Joe Hendry a lot longer than most of these newfound Joe Hendry fans. I interviewed him back in 2020 when he was in ROH. We talked a lot about MMA and amateur wrestling and the like. It was a really good time. Guys, I'm asking about if AEW has had any contact with Becky's reps. Haven't found that out as of yet. I will find it out. Saw a report that WWE was spreading false ratings for AEW before the legit ratings came in. Is that true? Do they do that much? Thanks. So I'm seeing this pop up now like it's a big story. We told you guys about this 2.5 years ago. 2.5 years ago we told this. Now, I want to make this clear. There were some inconsistencies that I saw. Technically, did it happen after Nick Khan came in? Yes. But there was a member of the previous regime of WWE who reached out to Fightful, I want to say in 2021. It was after Rampage had started, and they provided us Fast National numbers. We indicated at the time that it was WWE that provided these numbers, and then we verified those numbers. We were able to get those confirmed with Nielsen, and they're very expensive to procure. So obviously WWE wants them and wants to compare them to Rampage and the like. However, the next week we got them and we're like, well, we see what you're doing here. Like, it's very, very obvious. And I was like, listen, the only way that I could run things like this is if I independently verify them, and I'm not a ratings guy. So what I did was I went to go verify them, and by then they had already given them to Raj Giri, then of Wrestling Inc. Well, 1 week later, Raj Giri realized what they were doing as well, and both of us had said, not having any parts of that, not going to do anything with that one. And they started to feed them to Alfred Kanawa, who not only doesn't care that he's doing that, that's his gimmick, that's his shtick, and he has no, you know, desire to verify anything. I mean, that guy has been called out for lying a number of times publicly. Personally, I find it gross that WWE would want to have any, you know, informational relationship with that guy, considering, you know, some of the weird things that he has said about people, especially like in an accusatory nature. Very strange things. I don't know who's doing it now. The person that had made contact with me to do it years ago, they got fired not long after that. I will say, I do know it is not, you know, the boogeyman that a lot of people claim that they know it is in, like, Nick Khan or Chris LaGentle directly. I know it's not them, but I would advise a lot of the people that hear these podcasts or reports about any PR, whether it be TNA, WWE, AEW, New Japan, to take it with a grain of salt unless it's coming from someone who directly interacts with them. Because I can tell you that I have reached out to a number of those people who have done shows like that and said, hey, if you want any transparency or any details, or if you have an issue with this, let me know. I'll be as transparent as possible. And never do they take me up on that. In fact, I think the only two people that have ever really done that are David Bixenspan and Brandon Thurston, and they care about attention to detail, and that's why. Sorry to bore you guys with that one. Is Adam Hangman Page okay? Is there creative coming soon? Yeah, there is, and Hangman Page is fine. Any update on Sammy Guevara? Yeah, he is factored into creative plans pretty soon, from what I understand. Can we please buy AEW some extra strength off? The injury bug keeps on. It does. I mean, they have never been at full strength. They have never been at full strength. And I had a lot of people saying, well, what do you think that they need? Or even in WWE, what do you think WWE needs? Well, I think WWE needs Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch and The Rock and Roman Reigns and Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley and all these people that are sidelined right now. What does AEW need? Well, they need Adam Hangman Page, and they need Britt Baker and Kenny Omega and Adam Cole and the like. That's what I think that they need. Any word on what Bryan Danielson's in-ring future will be after he retires? He's still going to wrestle here and there. Who can we expect from the NXT Battle Royal this coming Tuesday? I would expect TNA talent there. There are some NXT people or NXT names that are expected backstage at TNA against all odds. Amy says, I'm not one who takes your thoughtful and considered responses to questions for granted. When you answered one of mine a week ago, it was very much appreciated. Still the best five in the business. Well, thank you, Amy. I really appreciate that. Listen, I don't have all the answers. I'm never going to pretend like I do have all the answers. I think that media becomes very dangerous, irresponsible, and reckless when they pretend that they know everything. And I just don't think that that's realistic or fair to our viewers. And if you guys are going to spend $5 a month on what we do, I want to make sure that you guys get treated fairly. Do you know of any domestic TV networks that would have interest in AEW besides WBD? Yes. Yes, I don't know if they would offer as much money, though. Why didn't Tony Khan frequently use the popularity of the Hardys? Loss of faith in Jeff, maybe. I think that's probably what it was. I mean, they brought him in after a very questionable situation. They gave him an opportunity, and he did squander that opportunity in how he handled it. So I'm sure there was a loss of that. Sean, could you see a PLE or pay-per-view in Denver in the next 2 years? Yes, and I'll tell you why. You got a guy named Will Washington working at AEW, and I'm sure that if he's got any pull in that regard, he will push for a PLE or pay-per-view in Denver. I had heard that Denver was considered at one point. I don't know if he had anything to do with it, but I heard it was considered for Dynasty at one point. But I think that it is a very underserved market for sure. Have you done any investigation into WWE using bots to push their narrative on social media? I don't know if WWE is at blame here, but there are definitely some things that like end up. I see it in my replies all the time. You'll see multiple accounts copy and paste verbatim the same like 3 or 4 line thing. I don't know if that's like an AI bot thing and it's just trying to farm engagement and stuff, because they've usually got little blue check marks on them and stuff like that, trying to engage and all that stuff. But I haven't learned if WWE has done anything like that. Do you think WWE will adjust their model and look at more indie talent for developmental? Yeah, I do. I think they're still looking at developmental talent on the indies. What do you think of Wendy Choo's new gimmick? Personally, I love it. I really like it because Wendy Choo really gets to put herself into it. And to me, I think that Wendy Choo is one of the more underrated talent on the planet. She's very versatile. I thought that she made the previous version of that gimmick work, and now she's got a couple different things that she can go through. So I think that that's very, very important that she shows that. She's worked as Karen Q. She worked in the Tea and Shaw thing, and she did pretty good there. She was really great with the sleepy gimmick, and she's doing really great now. Sean, do you happen to know if AEW picked up the option on Malakai Black's contract? They're not at the point where they need to yet. I can probably update that in a while. Sean, can you make a forum saying how long the big stars have on their contract in AEW? We have had one of those for 6 years. If you have ever seen somebody with a contract expiration article, like with a list of all of them, they took that from Fightful. You go to Fightful.com, you go to the wrestling tab, a thing called resources will open up. We keep up-to-date rosters for WWE, TNA, AEW. We keep viewership numbers for every show. We keep inactive lists as well. We have pro wrestling free agents, which is basically a list of free agents with television exposure in the States who have been under contract. We have constantly updated contracts, contract expiration dates with not just the dates, but we've got if we reported them or a link to where they were reported. We got like Fightful Award winners list, Rumble, Money in the Bank, WrestleMania winner list, anything like that. We got lists of wellness violations and suspensions. We got a list of every WrestleMania result ever, 24/7 titles. I know I'm doing a plug here, but I know that a lot of people don't know about that resources section. And I did that because I want to say 20 years ago, I went to WrestlingInformer.net an awful lot because they kept their rosters up to date very, very well. And it gutted me when that site went out of business. And when you would go to Wikipedia, they've got people who haven't been on Raw in months or years sometimes listed as members of Raw. So I wanted to do something like that. Myself and Rob Wilkins always update that. If you all ever see something that's out of date, hit me or Rob up and we're happy to update it. But yeah, I love that resources section, man. I love it. Got people asking about a Women's Continental Classic or Blood and Guts. There have been some people that have pushed for Blood and Guts for women in the past, but I haven't heard if that's going to happen. Does AEW have a wellness policy equivalent? How prevalent is the use of PEDs in wrestling nowadays? I mean, there's still lots of wrestlers that use quote-unquote PEDs, but a lot of it depends on where you're getting tested. Is it baseball? Is it a bodybuilding competition? Is it wrestling? Is it UFC? Is it USADA or VADA or whatever the hell it is? And a lot of it has to do with thresholds. Like, you got to be pretty dumb to fail a WWE test. Like, the thresholds are very high. But also, you don't necessarily see a bunch of people with traps popping out of their ears like you saw. Like, you fire up the 2005 Royal Rumble. Listen, you're going to see everybody with traps growing out of their earlobes and just looking gassed to the gills. Does AEW have a wellness policy equivalent? They've got the ability to drug test talent. I don't know if or how often they ever do that. But they've got the ability contractually to drug test people. I also don't know how often people are getting tested in WWE. And obviously, we broke that story a couple years ago that weed had been out of the testing, which fantastic. Thank God. Now that the Bills have signed Gable Stevenson, who wins in a chicken wing eating contest, Josh Allen or Joe Burrow? Also, ranch or blue cheese? I like Greek ranch, but I can't find it anywhere. Josh Allen would win. He is a big boy. Big freaking boy. Is Stephanie Vaquer expected to have a match on TV prior to Forbidden Door? I haven't heard that, but it wouldn't surprise me. Is WWE in a tough spot trying to retain their existing stars with much bigger contracts due to TKO and also trying to lure new and AEW talent knowing that their highest paid stars won't be leaving? I think you're going to see a much more healthy rotation of talent. AEW has let 15 talent walk, on-screen talent, this year, and they brought in a few people. I think they're learning to consolidate. WWE is doing that as well. Drew Gulak, Scripps were both let go. They didn't necessarily see that growth there for them, but they're still going to bring in talent as well. They've always got to bring in new talent. They lost out on a bunch of really good talent last year. Do you think Bloodline will turn into Samoan versus Tongans? Yes, I do. I do. I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. I know a lot of people weren't in love with the Tongans New Japan work, and I get it, but I think it'll work really, really well with WWE. And, you know, they'll do a lot of the plunder and all that as well. Any pretty deadly news? Yeah, they filmed some digital content recently. Do not know why they've been on TV. Hey, Sean, what was the Ricochet Samantha story? I mean, we posted it, did we not? It was that Ricochet's contract is up in July. Samantha Irvin is in Scotland. She's staying with WWE. Ricochet is not headed to Scotland. They could technically put him under or on another match or something before his deal's up, but that's not the plan right now. Do you think there's a chance Gunther gets his world title shot against Cody rather than Damian or Drew? Yeah, I do. I think there's always a possibility. And also, I think that Gunther versus Cody is a phenomenal WWE SummerSlam match. I think it's great. Is Mark Davis still injured, or is AEW keeping him off TV? I think he's still injured. Any insight as to why WWE appears to not be doing a post-PLE press conference? Post-Wrestling said they reached out and were told that they were. Also, shout out to Post-Wrestling. They've got a panel coming up in Toronto. John Pollock reached out to me about being on it, and I won't be there, so I won't be able to, but I just want to say this. I really admire the way that John Pollock and Brandon Thurston and Wei Ting do their jobs. I've said this before. I admire it. I could never do it in that way. They specialize in things that I don't specialize in. I admire their behavior. That's what I admire as well, is they are all very cool, calm, collected. It's something I'm trying to do some more of myself, but they're phenomenal. I know that Benno and Stephanie, who I like an incredible amount, love working with Stephanie, are going to be a part of that as well. So please check that out if you're in Toronto. And they're also sending Lucas, who asked the question that caused a bit of a tizzy last month. They're sending, or they've got him working with them for Clash at the Castle, which I really love. And nothing but love for Lucas as well. Have WrestleMania ticket prices been going up the last few years, or have they stayed relatively the same? I mean, all the tickets in WWE have been going up. All of them. SB says, I believe you said that you're working on a report that Megan Bain, or you're working on a report about Megan Bain. What percentage would you give that she shows up in AEW versus WWE? I think probably 75% AEW. Yeah. With Invicta getting a TV deal with CBS Sports, in your opinion, does that mean Anthem is more open to shopping Impact to other networks? They should have been shopping Impact to other TNA to other networks, even if they like regardless. That should have been happening already if it hasn't. Do you think Hangman will be the fifth man in Team Elite at Blood and Guts? I do. I think that makes an awful lot of sense. When do you predict WWE will run an event at the Sphere? Maybe next year if they do it. I think that would make a lot of sense around Mania. Yeah. With WWE planning an event in Scotland the same time their soccer team is playing a huge match, is that a tactical error or unavoidable event? WWE is going to do what WWE does. They sold well for this show. Doesn't really matter. They're still going to have a full house. What travel touring info have you heard on AEW having planned coming up with the new talent they've hired in recent months? I think a European tour is a must. I think European tour is more likely for next year. I think basically what they want to do with All In this year is the same as last year. Like, if you want to see AEW in Europe, you got to come to Wembley. Then I think next year they're more likely to go on a European tour. That way, there's more flexibility there. Could you see WWE being interested in the Hardys? I could see them doing a TNA run. I could see Matt Hardy or Jeff popping up in the Battle Royal next week. I wish it was a Rumble. I wish they would just do an NXT Rumble, man. That's what I want. Do a full-on NXT Rumble, make it go an hour, and pop a number. I think you'd do a really, really good number. I think there's a chance, again, with neither facing competition, there's a good chance that they could beat an AEW number if they did an NXT Rumble. But I could see them doing a couple one-offs or something, and then eventually Matt working at the Performance Center or doing some work there. I mean, him doing a full-time thing at the Performance Center, considering the palatial estate that man has, I don't know. Any plans for Logan Paul to drop the U.S. title? I think he'll eventually drop it to Carmelo, who's been getting beat within this feud an awful lot. I think that they'll end up doing that. They need to have a different booker for ROH. I know that Chris Hero for a while was giving it a lot more attention, but I don't know if he was booking per se. Don't know about that. And I haven't heard that ROH is involved in the WBD negotiations. I'm sure Tony would like it to be as well, though. Guys, I just want to say thank you all so much. It's a busy time. Let's enjoy it. Until next time, guys, we're out.